Christmas mini gratitude episode is part of our larger Thanksgiving special gratitude podcast. To watch or listen to the entire podcast, please watch for its release on Friday, November 25th on YouTube and all podcast platforms. We're grateful to have you as a listener and appreciate every time that you share or like this, as it helps others to find and learn more about the life-changing information and stories that are shared here. And the first thing I want to know is, how do you define gratitude?
So, yeah, it looks like I'm first on the rotation. I define gratitude as awareness of what's happening in the moment. I define it more about mindfulness of the small things that are happening all the time that I have the opportunity to appreciate and be grateful for. Perhaps to linger in. So like last night, the sky was amazing. I wasn't consciously thinking of gratitude, but what I was consciously thinking of was paying attention and lingering and taking in the beauty and appreciating it. So I think it's expanding my awareness to include how many things throughout a day that are not just big, but quote mundane, that are opportunities to be grateful for and aware of.
I feel the same way as Kathy. It gives me an awareness of my life and everything from teeny tiny to big. And I think in the last 6 years that I've been doing this, it has really shifted something in my head that makes me so much more aware of the good things.
And I would just kind of piggyback off of what they were saying. I think that to me, gratitude is appreciating small moments, but also big moments. It's appreciating stillness. One of the things as like a preschool teacher that I have gratitude for is, you know, thank you for allowing my students to have full bellies and to sleep. And, you know, something that I think that in a day-to-day practice, we might just think, okay, yeah, it happened. It was a part of my day. I think that gratitude allows you to really soak or immerse into those moments and really appreciate the beauty and the deeper things that are occurring in that moment.
I love everybody's answers so far. What a beautiful start. And I just want to maybe back it up with adding how gratitude causes us to feel. And when I'm in a state of gratitude, I feel very expanded, that anything is possible, that my dreams not will come true, but they are coming true, that present moment of joy and love that the thoughts that create the gratitude bring into my being. And then I'm so easily able to connect with others and share those emotions, but also recognize that they're being matched by more of that goodness coming in. And it's like the, you know, the emotion creates the energy that draws all of that more strongly to you. And that's a huge part of my definition of gratitude. When that's happening, then you're really in it. It's how you know you're really in it by the way you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I'm grateful that I get to go last every time. there's really not a lot left to say. I mean, that was awesome. But if I have to define gratitude, I would say for me, gratitude generates serenity, right? If I am in a place of gratitude in the face of whatever is coming, serenity will come. And for me, what the beautiful thing about gratitude is things don't have to be great, right? Life happens, and sometimes life sucks, and sometimes life's awesome. But if I'm able to maintain or work hard to maintain an attitude of gratitude, life works better than if I didn't. And I think the key is, at least for me, the key was, and we can talk about this later, is I had to work at developing an attitude of gratitude. It doesn't just come. At least in the society we live in, it's not just, we're always grateful. We have to work on it. I have to.
You know what, Rahul, that actually leads right into my next question, because this time of year, in this season of November, and as we're approaching Thanksgiving in the United States, it's a time when people turn and say, let's remember to be thankful. And so I'm curious. Thank you for watching this mini episode of our special gratitude podcast. Please consider sharing this with the people you are grateful for. Every like and share helps us to spread love, light, and gratitude all around the world. And make sure and check out the full-length episode for all of the other amazing stories and insights that are shared in it. Have a beautiful day.